come a little closer. Maintaining and improving our sobriety is the number one effort undertaken by all who have achieved any degree of success in the AA program. In the process, it is important to remember where we have been and what we did during our drinking days. But other than to draw attention to the similarity in the conduct of all alcoholics, it may be counterproductive to be constantly remembering and rehashing the activities of our drunken days. We must be ready and willing to step out into untested waters and draw closer to the source of strength that will enable us to overcome the problem that has been destroying our lives up to this point. A well-known story from the Bible may be found in Matthew 14, verses 25-31, wherein Jesus is seen to be walking on water toward his disciples in a boat. Peter asks if he can do it too, and Jesus tells him to come on. Peter leaves the security of the boat and steps out onto the water and starts walking toward Jesus. However, letting his gaze wander away from Jesus, he sees the wind and the waves and immediately becomes afraid and begins to sink. Jesus quickly takes his hand and says, "O thou little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Probably in that one frightening moment, when Peter took his eyes away from his source of power and looked at the commotion of the water raging around him, he looked back at the boat, which had been his safe haven, and his fear increased as he moved further and further away from that familiar place. Should he try to go back, or should he continue on? If he went forward, what hope did he have? Indecision and fear gripped him, and he became paralyzed, unable to move in either direction. And as Jesus said, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" As that terrible feeling of panic took control, he must have felt his own helplessness and the realization that he alone could not save himself. In that moment of fatal despair, his higher power, Jesus, took his hand and walked with him back to the boat to a place of security, saying, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" It is essentially the same scenario we alcoholics go through at some stage in our drinking experience when things get tough and we begin to lose our confidence in our ability to cope with the situation. We start using the excuse that we're alcoholics, and therefore we're just destined to create havoc in whatever we set out to do. We rehash the familiar story of our alcohol-saturated antics, replaying every sordid episode and using it for an excuse while taking our eyes off of God, the higher power that can resolve all of our problems. If our minds are constantly filled with the miserable images of our past, there is no room left for God and the magnificent blessings He has for us. It is critically important to free our minds of all that clutter of the past and focus entirely on God, our ever-present helper. We must move away from the past, the familiar, and perhaps comfortable, and move closer to God. A well-known reference from the Bible reads, "Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you." And it's written in the big book, when we draw near to God, He discloses Himself to us. Throughout AA literature, we find a consistent theme that the AA program is a spiritual program. And in order to achieve success, it is necessary to strive for a closer relationship with God, to improve our conscious contact with God, and to dedicate specific time each day to prayer and meditation in order to produce this result. In my own situation, I plan for at least an hour after breakfast each morning to read AA literature, the Bible, and pray. I find that this gives me a solid foundation for the day and gets me started in the right direction from the very beginning of each day. As the day progresses, it is not unusual to realize that something that I read in the morning will seem to have a particular significance relating to something that occurred during the day. To me, this is the evidence of God having a hand in my daily activities. As the years have passed, constantly searching for greater knowledge of my Heavenly Father, I have come to know Him better, and the intimacy of our relationship has strengthened. Today I think of Him as my friend in whom I can confide my most private thoughts, and I can depend upon His unwavering strength to stand with me to solve whatever problems may erupt in my life. He is never more than a heartbeat away, no matter what the situation may be. It has been proven to me over the years that He is ever faithful, and no condition can exist that is beyond His ability to control or correct. He is omnipotent, having all power, omnipresent, being everywhere, and omniscient, having infinite awareness, understanding, and insight. With those qualifications, what more could we need? All that remains is for me to have the faith to step out of the boat, walk across the water towards Him, and keep my eyes firmly fixed on Him, never wavering or doubting for an instant, no matter how the wind howls and the waves lash at me. I know that my Lord and Savior is always there for whatever my situation may be. There are times when it seems that I am being ignored, and there are other times when I get answers that are not what I had hoped for. But I have learned to be obedient no matter what the answer is, to be content with the situation in which God has put me. As long as I remain faithful and obedient, it is eventually disclosed to me that His way is the best way, and the final result is far better than anything I could possibly have dreamed up by myself. In the words of that popular old hymn, "Just a closer walk with Thee, let it be, let it be." That's my prayer every day, to walk closer to Him.